It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fine. I had a very good walk. I love the clear skies of February. However, they are a bit misleading. If you're indoors and you're looking out on a February day and it's clear, you get the impression that it's warmer than it really is. The morning walks of the last 3 days have been respectively minus 25, minus 30, and this morning all the way up to minus 20. However, it's still a great place to get out and take a walk. We are approaching halfway through the month now, and we are average temperature considerably below normal. We're less than 6 degrees for the whole month so far. This compares to more than 12 as being the normal. So we will see if February continues. For those who can remember, we had a rather substantial cold snap 4 years ago at this time. That was 2021, where we had 10 straight days where it got above zero only twice. And those times it got up to only 2 above. Anyway, that was during this time 4 years ago. It was, however, it did moderate at the end of the month and we got above zero. So we'll see what the rest of the month has to offer. According to the forecast, the cold is going to continue. We did, since we last spoke, we did also get some snow. And the snow, I just love snows when they come at about 10 degrees. Then it's nice and powder. You don't need to get out and shovel it. It's very easy. You don't need to deal with the heavy stuff that we get when the temperature is warmer. So February so far is just terrific. A lot of people don't like February. A lot of people consider, even though it's the shortest month of the year, it seems like the longest. And I don't feel that. Get out and enjoy it. It is just terrific skiing conditions. We also had some very bright conditions. You know, I mentioned about the clear skies, but if you were out after dark this week with the full moon, it is just some of the brightest conditions you can get. We had the new snow on the ground and we had a full moon. Now put those together, it is really, really been bright. A whole week has been really bright. So bright and cold. Forecasters, though, are saying we might be getting a little bit more snow. The snowfall so far for the month of February has been considerably above normal. We got about 9.5 inches of snow, according to the Weather Service, compared to about 6.5 as being normal at this time. However, I think the statistic to look at is how much we got for the whole season. Snowfall for the whole season, according to the Weather Service, has been about 34 inches, when we normally, by this time, get about 58. Depending on where you are, we have a snowpack. I think around my house here, the snowpack is 8 to 10 inches. Weather Service claims the snowpack is a little bit more than that. But the biggest snowpack of the whole season usually happens when we get into March. So we'll see how that moves along. Plenty of things going on besides the full moon and such. It's February 8th. We had, for the first time since about Halloween, 10 hours of daylight, and it keeps on getting brighter and longer every day. By the 18th, which is just a few days from now, we're going to be up to 10.5. And by the end of the month, we'll be all the way up to 11 hours. And to give you an idea of a few other things that are happening, the spring equinox begins on the 20th of March this year. And on March 9, that's not that far away. On March 9, we will be changing our clocks for daylight saving time. According to the Weather Service doesn't call these spring equinox as being the first day of spring. No, they call March 1 as being the first day of spring. So keep those things in mind. Yeah, it's a wonderful time of year. Much things are happening. We are still getting plenty of talk of the winter owls. The winter owls, if you haven't seen them, are worth going to try to find them. Now, it gets the impression sometimes that they're easy to find. They are not necessarily easy to find. These owls did not come down from the far north just to put on a big show for us. Now, they are hungry, and they are looking for food, and it's kind of tough for them. And with this amount of snowpack and this temperature, yeah, it's pretty tough. So they're out there, and they're about there in some pretty big numbers, but they may be hard to see. And if you do see them, Don't harass them. Just look at them. That's what I had the wonderful experience of seeing both the boreal owl and the great gray owl on a recent trip to Fakzimbug, but I didn't want to harass them at all. Just plain seeing them is fine. They're having a tough time. Keep that in mind. The other ones, the hawk owl and the snowy owl, are less likely to be seen there. In addition to that, the resident owls, the barred owl and the great horned owl, are still active, and they do more calling as we get to this time of year. And I've been hearing, despite the cold, I've been hearing barred owls calling almost every night. If you go down to Canal Park and look in the open water there, there's been plenty of ducks. I was down there a few days ago, and it was just hundreds of ducks called golden eyes. Golden eyes are another example of something that lives in the far north, and they come down here for winter. And any place at all that they can find open water, they will stay. They'll go no further than they have to in the winter. And Canal Park, I was amazed. It's just hundreds of them, common golden eyes. They're called that because they have a rather yellowish gold eye. In addition to that, the finches are at the bird feeder every day. It's been very interesting watching purple finch, goldfinch, and pine siskins. I do not have at my bird feeder. I do not have two other ones that I really want to have, one of them being red poles and the other one being pine grosbeak, perhaps even a chance at evening grosbeak. But the ones that are here are really interesting to watch. The woodpeckers have been extremely interesting lately. Four kinds of woodpeckers here at the bird feeder. They were all here this morning. That's the downy, hairy, red belly, and the big pileated woodpecker. They were all at the feeders this morning. And if they're not in the feeder, they're out in the woods and they're drumming away on the trees really loud. This is a really good time to hear the drummings of the woodpeckers. So they've been interesting. The blue jays have been interesting. The crows and ravens and so forth. And then I saw a couple other birds of note this week. I saw a goshawk one day. That is a rather, once again, a bird pretty much associated with the north. And then I saw what might be the early migrants, small group of horned larks. If horned larks are showing up in February, yeah, they probably are early migrants. In addition to that, in the world of mammals, there's been plenty of tracks out there. I see deer constantly. You know, up until now, I was seeing their tracks all the time, and now I see them. They're hungry. They come right to the bird feeder, very close to the house. And the squirrels, the same thing. The squirrels are hungry. If they're not at the bird feeder looking for food, they're out in the woods digging up a cache that they made late last fall. So there's plenty of that going on. The foxes and coyotes remain active. Snowshoe hare, I think they're breeding right now, but boy, I sure see a lot of their tracks. Cottontail rabbits, weasel, seen all those tracks recently. What I do not usually see are the tracks of the smaller mice, voles, and shrews, because they take advantage of the snowpack and go under snowpack. And then, of course, there's the turkeys. The turkeys have been very active. Yesterday, right out here in my yard, there was a group of about 15. It was interesting, of the 15, three were male, 12 female. And the males are larger, and they're fairly easy to recognize because they have a feathery growth on their chest that is often referred to as a beard. Anyway, they just decided we're going to take charge here, and they chased away all the females. And then if that wasn't enough, they started displaying among each other about who was going to be the dominant one. And as we get further into the spring temperatures and sunlight, I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of that. So as you see, this is a very interesting time of year. And, you know, the worst thing to do is sit inside and complain about it. Get out and enjoy it. It is really great snow. And so what if it's 10 or 20 below? Just there's no such thing as bad weather. There's just bad preparation. So get out and take advantage of it. So anyway, have a good one. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.